Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. Many of you are sick of hearing certain things.
Yeah, and you can't say Steven Sanchez.
Yeah, sorry.
That's not
allowed on this show anymore. Not since the last incident. Also, you're having trouble sleeping, but it's not your fault. It's that person sleeping next to you.
Yeah, it's the elbow in the face.
Yeah,
that's waking me up.
Bums. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast. If you were the rock star, what would be waiting for you in the green room? Because Tate McRae, who you just heard, that was Tate McRae, recently told Cosmopolitan magazine that on her rider, which is the list of things she requests at an event, in her green room, she asks for hard-boiled eggs, dark chocolate, peanut butter, rice cakes, and Essentia water, and sliced turkey.
Mm. That's so amazingly basic.
100%.
Because there was, for a while there, do you remember the Drudge Report? Do you remember it was like
I remember that being a thing.
It was like a tabloid thing, and they used to get a hold of people's riders.
Yes. Oh, or Smoking Gun, maybe?
Well, yeah, that was
Smoking
another one.
Gun, yeah.
Okay.
And they
would
print all of these, and they would print people's riders, and like people would ask for crazy stuff back in the day. Yeah, I remember
Ed Sheeran saying that he had a request that at the end of the show, when he walked off stage, he wanted to be presented with two pizzas. And then he would take the two pizzas and he'd go and he'd eat them all because he had just spent 2.5 hours expending all of his energy. And it was like, he wasn't like a D-bag thing. It was his team knew, we got to feed him because he didn't eat before. But then he realized how unhealthy it was when he started to get older. So,
like, brown M&Ms, though, was a thing
at one point.
Like, people would make them pick out colors.
Yeah. Wasn't the legendary story with like the Stones or Van Halen? It was one of those guys, Van Halen. That was so that they would know that you read about all the pyro in the rider so that they would feel safe going on the stage.
Oh.
Some weird thing.
Like they dug that in there.
I guess.
Yep.
Well, if you were the rock star, what unusual food would you have back there? 312, no question, Dunkin' Donuts.
No doubt.
I would just write the full lineup. Give me the full lineup from Dunkin' Donuts.
Give me the whole menu.
Yeah, the whole menu.
Exactly.
716, I want those Lay's ketchup chips.
Ooh.
Oh.
815, sardines and crackers. Like Tom Hanks and the Burbs. All right, little snack for you. 815, fried spam. Put that on there. 847, I want al pastor tacos with cilantro and onion. Mm. I might upgrade that to taco truck. I want the best local taco truck parked outside the door in the parking lot. That'd be kind of nice. Let's see. I want lemonade prime with ho-hos. Now, prime is that drink whip your boys are sucking down, right?
Yeah, a lot of the youngsters of America seem to be into the prime. And they keep inventing new primes for the kids to get. They just came out with UFC prime.
Sure.
My kids don't watch UFC.
Does Deion Sanders have one yet?
He should.
Yeah, because he's prime time.
Yeah, I guarantee that's behind the scenes being worked out right now.
Right?
It has to be.
A lot of people. So lemonade with prime with ho-hos, and then Hostess ho-hos and ding-dongs. This is 708. Give me some ho-hos and some ding-dongs. Now, I don't know if they're swinging ding or if that's a joke or if I don't know, but either of those things are delicious.
Ding-dong, man. Ding-dong. Ding-dong, yo.
I was saying that to myself all day yesterday.
100%. Ringing a doorbell.
Ding-dong, yo.
I want Maestro's gooey butter cake, 847. It's a restaurant. They have apparently a very delicious gooey butter cake.
Oh, yeah.
630, let me get that beef Wellington.
That's hilarious.
Okay, pickles, string cheese, and chocolate. Ha! Okay, 706, I like
pickles,
it.
Pickles, string cheese, and that's chocolate. Like a pregnant person.
It's like you're pregnant.
Yeah, that
would be how the media would find out. Yeah, like, well. Mm-hmm. 708, I want Girl Scout cookies, but not just the cookies. I want a charcuterie board of all Girl Scout cookies.
Mm. Good plan.
That would be nice. I want bananas, Jif in the squeezy pouch, some Skinny Pop, Diet Coke, Hershey's Milk Chocolate Nuggets. Let's go. Watch out. 847, edible panties.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
No flavor, but, you know, something to think about.
Well,
you don't want to have that before you go on stage to sing, I would think.
Maybe you don't put that one in writing. Maybe that's just a verbal thing.
Right.
Hey, buddy, if you can find any of these.
Right?
Yeah, good luck.
I want the Elijah Craig Toasted Barrel Bourbon and a 10-pound container of Twizzlers.
Oh, that's a party.
That's a party right there. Hey, Kristen Whip, go to Walmart for St. Patrick's Day clothing, okay? Something to think about.
Shoot, is it too late?
I don't know. Nutter Butters! Oh, Nikki, this might be yours. Oh, my God, this might be yours. 708. I want a bucket of Jewel hot wings and a muffaletta sandwich.
Oh, yeah, the muffaletta.
Mm. Muffaletta?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mobetta? Muffaletta.
Whatever.
Hookers, blow, and beers. Yeah, 219.
That's just at every backstage.
I think that's there. You don't have to write it down.
For that. Yeah. That's your rider for tonight, for the party, both you boys.
And finally, how else would they know that you're live from Chicago if you don't have 630's pierogies with extra bacon and sour cream?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the VIP meet and greet right before? Hi, good to meet you. Thanks for coming to the show.
Yep.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, it's going to be a good night.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
What are you just sick of hearing? Because some of the things on the list include, there's plenty of fish in the sea. Come on. Oh, boy. Have you heard of Tinder? That's on the list. I just can't understand why you haven't found anybody. These are all on the list. We did get a text from 630. What are you sick of hearing? All caps. Your voice, Chris. I can try to tweak it for you. Oh, that's Swanee. Swanee, you texted that? Got it. I could talk like this if it would make you feel better. But I don't know.
Yeah, you told him not to text about Steven Sanchez.
I could take it all the way down.
Sorry, now you got the voice.
Should I do this? Is this better? Is this better than Steven Sanchez?
Yes.
Well, is it worse?
You know. Just be you.
Thanks,
yeah,
Nikki.
I mean,
you always have my back, and I appreciate that. You mother. Okay, it's time to find out. What are you sick of hearing? Hi, Tom. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Tom, what are you sick of hearing?
I am sick and tired of hearing it is what it is.
Yeah.
I cannot stand that phrase. It is what it is. It is not what it is. I am tired of hearing that phrase.
I'm so nervous that we're going to have to use this. Because Tom's right. It is what it is. A lot of people throw that outside. Hey, man, you know, it is what it is. What?
Yeah.
I'm bankrupt. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I lost my house. Mm-hmm. Oh, rough, man. It is what it is. What? Hi, Lisa. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well.
Now, Lisa, I want to set the stage. You are a teacher. What do you teach?
I teach fourth grade.
Okay, you teach fourth grade. And what are you sick of hearing?
I'm sick of hearing for probably 23 years now. Must be nice to only work till 3 o'clock.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you have summers off.
Oh, that's the
other one. Oh, hold your horses.
Just gave you the other one.
Hold your horses.
Yep.
Lisa, that's you only work till 3, but of course you don't. You're at home working. You're lesson planning. You're grading papers. You're in early.
Yeah, and I don't leave at 3 either. I'm actually on my way to work now, and I get there an hour early, so yeah.
Yeah, I do think for some folks, the assumption is that a teacher just arrives at this first bell and that it's all there waiting for you. And then at 3 o'clock, you just grab your bag and go home. And there was no planning, no grading, no work at home, nothing else to be done, which is a real bummer. Hi, Casey. Good morning. How are you?
Hi.
Now, Casey, you're also a teacher. Yeah. What do you teach?
I teach senior level English high school.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. And Casey, we nearly stole your lightning. What are you sick of hearing?
Same. All the time off you have, summers, spring break, Christmas break. God, it must be nice to be a teacher. Like the job fell in my lap.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you're so right.
Anybody could have done this.
Yeah, anybody could do it.
Yeah, and high school English kids, oh, my gosh, they, you know,
they're so easy
well
to be
behaved.
Yeah. And they don't smell. It's great.
Just tell them, you lose sleep over other people's children.
Right.
Think about it that way.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. How many other jobs can say that? Not many.
Not many.
Yeah.
Probably that and a pediatrician.
Yeah.
Literally. That's probably about it.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
A survey was done to find what is the number one thing that people are doing to keep their partners up at night. And number one with a bullet, 52% of respondents say they won't stop snoring. Both men and women won't stop snoring. Number two on the list is they're just scrolling through their phone nonstop. I'm trying to get sleep, and all I hear on their darn phone as they're over there is all the different clickety-clackety that they have going as they're tapping on that phone, and I'm just trying to be over here getting some rest. And I can't get any rest because they're just clickety-clackety, tappity-tappity all over their phone. So annoying.
Mm-hmm.
33% say they just won't stop getting up to pee. Would you just go see a doctor? But how about you? They're just keeping me up all night. What the heck is going on? Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right. Now, this is unique. What's keeping you up all night?
My son has a cat named Steve, and he sings the Song of His People every night at 3 a.m.
At 3 a.m.?
3 a.m.
Now, Mary, I don't believe that you're a cat, but for a moment, if you wouldn't mind, could you perform for us what the Song of Steve's People sounds like? Just a little hint.
Meow. Every night in my ear.
Oh, so the cat climbs on your bed in your face?
Yes.
Do you think they're just looking for a can of tuna or a bowl of cream or something?
He just wants to be petted, I think.
Oh, okay.
3 in the morning.
Three in the morning. Now look, we love animals. We really do. Have you ever given the cat a little love shove or anything like that?
Love shove.
I'm sorry, repeat that question.
Yeah, she's like, no comment. I don't shove the cat off the bed. Don't ask again. Okay, so Mary's son's cat is keeping her up all night. Can you imagine you're just in your sleep, your sweet slumber, you're dreaming about something?
The hell? Why is that cat? Damn it, Steve. Would you get out of here?
Steve the cat. Hi, Kate. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your husband. It's not the snoring. What is he doing that's keeping you up all night?
He also snores, but he moves around a lot when he sleeps. He tosses and turns, and it's a weekly occurrence that I get an elbow to the forehead, like a straight elbow drop.
Oh, my
God. Out of a dead sleep. It's terrifying, and then I get super angry.
Yeah, of course. He hits you with the people's elbow right in the middle of the night. You're just dead asleep. Oh, what the heck? Now, do you wake him up and yell at him, or is he just sleeping like a sweet angel, just elbowing you?
Oh, no. He doesn't get to sleep if I don't. He gets woken up, too, and I yell at him.
Have you ever considered if he elbows you in the forehead, you hit him in the nuts? Have you considered
That's a great solution. I'll try that next time.
Can you imagine if he's just like, you're kind of fun.
Good marriage counselor, Chris.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I like to do.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
Your Thursday freestyle is upon us. Also upon us is St. Patrick's Day weekend here in Chicago. On Saturday, the river gets dyed green. Everybody drinks a bunch of green beer. You go home, you eat some corned beef that's been cooking all day.
Sunday morning, you feel green.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. Yeah.
And then you can have some more of that cabbage.
Yeah, that's a good way to get your day started, right? So it's time for your Thursday freestyle. Our focus is on St. Patrick's Day. Say good morning to Sandy. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, everyone.
Sandy, do you happen to be Irish?
I am not, but my husband is half Irish.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you're going to be Irish this weekend as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day here in Chicago. Have you heard a Thursday freestyle before?
I have, yes.
Okay, great. So you know the drill. We're going to ask you for 3 words, and then we're going to put them into a song right now with no plan, no prep, no direction, and a little bit of hope. So, Sandy, what are the first 3 words that come to mind when we say St. Patrick's Day?
Shamrock.
Okay, shamrock.
Leprechaun.
Leprechaun. Okay.
And Guinness.
Guinness.
Okay.
Oh, Sandy, you know how to play the game.
Look at this.
It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Shamrock, leprechaun, and Guinness.
Yeah.
Let's hold that Chick-fil-A gift card back. Yeah. Let's not award this. No. You're going to give me that dang gift card.
Yep.
Okay, Sandy, your Thursday freestyle for St. Patrick's Day, the 3 words that you have given us are shamrock, leprechaun, and Guinness. Nikki, you got your bell ready? All right, I'm going to put you on hold, Sandy. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. This is your Thursday freestyle for St. Patrick's Day on the Morning Mix.
Here we go.
Oh. Go. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Here we are to celebrate the great St. Patrick's Day. I've got my friends with me. They're Seamus and Mary. So everybody get ready and wear your shamrock. I've made a corned beef in my pot, the crock. That rhymed, and don't you worry, Whip, he looked nervous.
I was,
but there's no need, because you know, not only do I know this,
that are we
on
drunk?
This week, and you'll see a leprechaun, because we are Irish, not Jamaican. Come on, Mom.
That's
Everybody get a glass of Guinness, and if you want it sooner, come tonight and drink with us.
Yeah!
Wow.
Woo. Hi, Sandy.
Hello.
They had an accent that was of some European descent that I don't know was officially Irish, but that was your Thursday freestyle.
Fantastic.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
These are the top 6 states that party the hardest on St. Patrick's Day.
Let's go.
This is according to a new survey by The Focus. Okay. Based on average number of drinks each St. Patrick's Day reveler will have in that state.
Yeah, if they can remember.
That's what they're saying. In at number 6, I do not make this up. This is the list I'm handed. New Mexico.
Oh, man, we could have guessed that. Yeah.
Hard partying for St. Patty's Day down there in New Mexico.
In at number five, it ain't just the peaches in Georgia.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
In at number four, they party too hard on St. Patrick's Day out there in Pennsylvania.
Man's list is...
This is a shocking list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
In at number three, many famous bands have come from there, including Hanson, Oklahoma.
Shut up.
Interesting.
Hanson's from Oklahoma. Shocking,
right? Oh, my
God, right?
It is.
From Tulsa.
What are we
at?
Is that three?
That was three, girl.
Wow.
In at number two, my pick in the NCAA brackets generally, Kansas.
What?
Kansas.
I'm already mad at this list.
This has got to be per capita.
Based on average number of drinks each St. Patrick's Day reveler will have. So
again,
arguably,
They're the only ones that can remember how many they had. So they're not really, there's an outlier here.
Everybody else just said three.
All right, based on what you know now.
Only three.
I've given you five. There's 45 states left. Nikki, what's number one? Take a guess.
Just going by this list, you know, I'm going to say Utah.
Let me go to Utah. Quip?
Yeah, definitely Idaho.
Idaho. No, you're not. You're a gentleman.
Florida.
Florida. All really great guesses, but none of you got it. In at number one, your number one state that parties the hardest on St. Patrick's Day, of course, it's Alabama.
Oh, stop it. This is so dumb.
Now, I do have the top 10. Let me break it down for you one time. Number 7, Hawaii.
Wow.
Number 8, Illinois. Let's go.
I almost don't want to be part of this.
I know.
I know, because that means like we're not good partiers because all these other states stink.
We narrowly beat Iowa at number 9.
Oh, well, at least we did that.
Try to guess number 10, just for fun. Nikki.
Rhode Island.
Ooh, great guess.
South Carolina.
Beautiful guess.
Montana.
Gorgeous guess. Nobody got it. No. Go out there with those Cornhuskers in Nebraska.
Gosh. I mean, we have so many, like public indecency rises. People are peeing on the sidewalks. People are drinking from, like, 5 a.m. in the morning, but passing out by noon. How do we not party hard?
Well, is that happening in Springfield and Normal?
Did you say Massachusetts at all?
No, man.
Boston?
Not even either. Boston.
Come on, this
list. They're wicked upset at this list.
There's other places outside Chicago in Illinois.
Isn't that crazy? It's pretty buck wild.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you have it, gang.
That list is going to make me angry the rest of the day.
Yeah, something to think about.
Just have a green beer and forget about it.
There we go. Or three. Three.
All right, let's get a look at these roads.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
I am deep in the Kate Middleton drama. Many people online are asking, where the F is Kate? We haven't seen her for a very long time. So earlier this week, we had the picture of her and her kids. They posted it online for their Mother's Day there in Britain. And the Associated Press actually had to pull that photo from publication saying there are so many inconsistencies with this that we can't actually publish it. There was over like 20 different alterations and problems and issues. So they're like, this isn't legit enough to even have up on our site. So we're taking it down. After that, a lot more people taking it down and the controversy continues. So then Kate put out a message and was like, my bad. Sorry. I'm a photographer and I'm an amateur and I mess around with editing. So sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
She made it worse.
Yes, she did.
Or whoever wrote that for her made it worse.
Exactly. And whoever edited that for her and put it up, because I'm sure the palace had everything to do with it because they control everything.
They really do.
So then a day later, we saw a picture of her. We're like, oh, great. There's a picture of her and Prince William in a car. Guess what? You can see Prince William's face. Kate Middleton's turning her head the other way. You can only see the back of her head. Oh. If it was her, Nikki.
Right.
We may never know.
The crown. They said they're done. Whoa. We need to rethink this.
They're behind all our new things. Hang on a second.
But wait, there's more. It's like the infomercial. It never ends. Mm-hmm. Then there's a picture of her in a car. She's driving this time, very pixelated. She's wearing big sunglasses. You can barely see her face. Many are saying that's not even her. That's just a lookalike. And we can't trust anything. Basically, no one has publicly seen Kate Middleton since Christmas.
I hope she's okay, sincerely.
Yeah, she had some surgery.
She had, at least we know that.
She
had scheduled, well, that's what they say, that she had scheduled abdominal surgery and that she's going to take a break. But she's supposed to be back in the public eye by now, and she was supposed to. So there's three main theories going around online on what exactly is happening. One, and this is all just speculation from online, she is in an induced coma and they're keeping it from us.
Boom.
Okay, two, she's not working with the royals anymore and cooperating because she's mad at Prince William for cheating allegations.
Oh my gosh.
Huh?
Or three, she got a facelift and it didn't turn out well.
Ooh.
I'm just telling you what the internet's thinking.
I heard she gave the king an organ. No joke. That was a conspiracy. She gave the king an organ and maybe that led to the coma. And
coma.
She's, yeah, he needed like a kidney or something or a lump of liver. No joke.
Wow.
The conspiracies are running rampant.
This is crazy.
Right. And also, Prince William, if you cheated on her, you're the dumbest idiot on the planet.
Yeah.
Well, there were rumors with that one neighbor. So they're posting their pictures up now in a lot of publications. So I don't know.
Well, what was weird, this whole thing started because of Mother's Day in Britain, right? That just this picture because of Mother's Day.
Right.
When to avoid all this, like, why didn't they just post a picture of Queen Elizabeth and be like, to the ultimate mother? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it'd all be quiet right now if they did something like that.
Just do what the rest of us do and Google a quote, post that.
Yeah, reshare the thing you posted last year for Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's true.
And say love you more. So there's a lot going on. We don't know. We haven't seen her really in a long time. So like you said, hopefully she is okay. And this could be cleared up with her doing a simple little video or something. But she's not cooperating, I guess. I don't know. We'll keep you posted, but the allegations are running rampant. Next up, trending audio, shouting out the real ones, those friends that you have had for a very long time. Listen to this clip and then mentally thank that one friend in your life.
They stayed with you through your awkward phase. They stayed with you through your emo zoomies phase. They were probably there for you for your first crush. They were probably there the first time you ever got drunk. They have witnessed you at your most annoying phases in life and they're still your friend. That's a f***ing real one.
Yeah. I'll shout out Keith. My guy, Keith, from day one. Who are you shouting out?
Jenny. Yep.
Whip.
Either of the Jasons.
There you go.
They can pick.
For me, it's got to be Rachel.
There you go.
Number one. So go thank your best friend today with that trending audio. And last but not least, the 2024 Olympics will be in Paris this July. And just announced, Kelly Clarkson, Peyton Manning, and Mike Tirico are going to...
Competing?
They're going to be hosting the opening ceremonies.
Wow, there we go. I thought maybe Kelly Clarkson was in like the...
Pickleball
or some kind of like, you know, discus toss.
Yeah, who knows? Right. They can compete, but mostly they're going to be just talking about other people competing. And that's your Flash Briefing.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.